It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson, and we've saved the world from turkey fryers again this year, right,
yeah,
Chief?
This is a great year. Look at 4 years in a row.
And now we need to see what we can do to make everyone's Christmas a little bit more safe. Chief, thank you so much for coming in. I enjoy these conversations because there's always something that I learn when we have these conversations. And it's really just about trying to stay safe and be safe for the holidays and keep your home safe mostly.
I agree.
And I think the first thing we need to start talking about is the tree itself.
Gosh, that should be our focus every year. But that tree is my big concern as a fire chief. They are a wonderful, beautiful tradition, and they are a hazard. If we talked earlier, but the majority of the fires in the United States are one room, and we're able to end it and take care of it. But if it's a Christmas tree fire, because trees don't start fires, but they sustain fires, that we're in trouble. That is a very challenging fire, and there are, I think 200 fires a year in the United States and 32 deaths related every year annually to a Christmas tree fire. So they are very dangerous once they're on fire. If you do a couple simple things, not as dangerous, and that's why we're talking.
And the one thing that you kind of mentioned before we came on the air, it's a term that I was not familiar with, but you used the term room and contents.
Right.
So let's talk about a normal fire. And then a fire that is started with a tree.
So if statistically 99% of the fires that I have dealt with in my career, which is anecdotal, but annually, is room contents. People have accidents. It's in a room like a kitchen. Kitchen's the most common room in the house to catch on fire. We will get in there and we will fix the problem. We will end the problem. Now it's going to take a long time for cleanup and all that, but that room and contents fire is something that we can deal with immediately. If it's a tree fire in a room, that's a whole different animal because of the fuel load. The kitchen is usually safe. There's opportunity because of the heat sources to catch on fire and be in room and contents, but that tree is enormous if it's not taken care of properly.
And you were saying, too, the other thing about the tree is, you know what, they look beautiful, they make our house smell wonderful, but you've got to maintain those trees.
You have to think about where you put it. You don't want to block exits. You don't want it anywhere near a fire source like a fireplace. It's got to be 3 feet away from anything that could possibly catch it on fire. But I think most importantly, that tree needs to be watered and watered and watered again.
And that's what you said. It's just, the last little while you've kind of just said, when you're watering your tree, water it till there's water in it.
All right. If it has absorbed all the water that you've added, add it again. Eventually, you will catch up to where there'll be a water in there for a while. But until that time, keep adding. Particularly when you first bring it into your home, that's when it's going to be the driest. And you don't know where that tree's been, how long it's been cut, and how long it's been drying out. It's imperative that you begin watering it immediately.
So the other thing, too, when it comes to your tree, is the lights that you choose to put on it. And everybody has kind of slowly, I think, seemed to kind of, migrated, so to speak, to LED lights.
Correct.
And they're a better light because they don't burn as hot or anything like that.
Correct.
But there are still people out there, and you spoke to this directly, that, you know what, these are the lights that my mom and dad used. And you know what, they may not be the safest thing to put on a tree right now.
Right. And when, growing up, my parents' favorite lights or those kind that had a bulb at the base, and then they had a tube that went up and they bubbled. Great looking things, and I have fond memories of those, but they were used for years and they are not safe. And they are not safe, they just need to be replaced.
And as I said, the LEDs are probably a safer way to go right now because they don't burn hot.
Yes, sir.
So go with an LED and make sure that you've got plenty of water in your tree to take care of those kinds of things.
And buy from a reputable dealer, make sure that they're UL listed and they're going to be safer. We're trying to create an environment and a discussion where people know how to be safe.
All right. So we've got the tree covered now.
Yes, sir.
The other thing that we like to talk to about, but it sounds like you get a lot of grief over this.
A lot of grief.
Is the anti-candle campaign, you call
all
it.
Right. Yeah,
but it's not anti-candle.
I have a thing about candles. I really do. I have got some tragic stories that we won't even go into. But yes, with that bias, I'm a fire chief. Let's remember that. I would really emphasize that candles are a source. Remember my comment earlier, trees aren't a source of fire. They're just a great sustainable item. But candles are a source. Candles start fires, and then you have to be very careful with them. I would prefer you get something that's electronic and artificial and safer. But if you're going to use candles, please just be aware of where they're at, what's around them, pets, children, obstacles, what could actually impact your candles. And lastly, never leave them unattended. A lot of the candle fires that I've been in my short little career have been people that have gone to the store and forgot, or gone to somebody else's house and forgot, and the candle can burn down, or things happen. There was a story when I was 30 years ago where a dog knocked over something onto a candle that was left unattended. That was the source of the fire. That's a tragic thing, so it's very avoidable. Very beautiful, I'll give you that. But be careful with candles.
And the other one, too, is that we wanted to kind of just touch base on is the warmers and the melters and those kinds of things. They're okay, but I would assume that, you know what, there's possibility for some type of a personal injury because they're so hot.
And they are, and they're misused. If you read the directions for them and you followed those directions carefully, it'll be as safe as possible with them. But there's so many outside sources that could get on them, particularly, you know, wrapping some sort of paper at all. So, yeah, we just have to be very aware of possible sources to start a fire.
All right, Chief. We've got it covered now. We took care of, once again, for this calendar year, we took care of 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
We took care of Thanksgiving, and now we've taken care of Christmas.
And we're going to do it again.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll be right back here to talk to people about 4th of July next year. Thank you so much for coming in, and happy holidays to you and yours, sir.
You too, my friend.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.